Cornerstone, capstone. If the foundations be shaken, what can the righteous do? The cornerstone is a stone that is set in the corner of a foundation in the construction of a masonry foundation. Often it has the inscriptions of those who are laying the foundations, the architect, the builder, or other significant individuals. The laying of a cornerstone can be an important cultural component, architecturally, metaphorically, and especially in sacred architecture. This tradition originated in Judeo-Christian countries and is often quoted or associated with quotes from the Old Testament and the New Testament, making clear in the book of Ephesians that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of faith rather than a building. And we will look into Jesus Christ being the cornerstone of faith, and the apostles and prophets, the prophets of the Old Testament, and the apostles, Jesus' 12 disciples of the New Testament, lay the foundations of the faith as it lines up with Jesus Christ. And then we are the building. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Know you not? You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And then the final finishing work would be the capstone. A capstone is often the top stone of a structure or a wall, the crowning achievement or final stroke, the culmination or the acme. It is often a set of slabs on the top of the wall or building. It is a chalk stone on the top of a gully or a chimney. It is the crowning and the achieving peak. The crowning achievement. It is the final touch. The keystone in, say, an archway. It has an angled and it keeps the whole archway as the top stone of the master's touch. It is a piece of rock that may be hewn into a definite shape for a specific purpose in order to mark a site. Hence, the capstone, the aleph and the tav, the beginning and the end. Let us look at some scriptures regarding stones. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him. With who? God, Yahweh. Even a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. Now, Jacob did not bow down and worship this stone. It was just a memorial stone. It was a plain old stone that when he left, no one would recognize that it was special. But it was significant of the altar. It was significant of the altar. And it was significant of the altar in heaven in Exodus. That was Genesis 35, 14, and 31, 45. In Exodus 24, 10, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. Now, this stone represents, this sapphire stone, this deep blue stone is holiness. Holiness is the hottest fire. And you shall make no idols, nor graven images, neither near you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord God. So the pillars and the stones that Jacob set were ordinary stones, and when he left, no one could recognize that this was a stone where he worshiped God as a memorial. He did not worship the stone nor set up a standing image. Leviticus 26:1. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon the two tables of stone, Deuteronomy 4:13. Therefore, the Torah, the 10 commandments, regarding Yeshua, were written on stone because he became the foundation stone of the covenant. Over the sapphire blue stone in heaven, there's a rainbow, which symbolizes the covenant of God, Deuteronomy 9:10, and that the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, Deuteronomy 9:10. And so this, therefore, stone, this stone, or the stones, represent Yeshua, Psalm 118:22. He is the covenant. The stone which the builders refuse has become the headstone of the corner. It is the foundation from the foundations of the earth. He was established as the covenant, the eternal covenant. And man received various degrees and revelations or revealings of this covenant and the intricacy of it, as the Lord determined. And Isaiah 14, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He is the sanctuary. He is the temple. Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. And the Jews thought he was speaking of the temple on Mount Moriah, but he was speaking of himself and his body. His body was the sanctuary, and we are the temple. He is the cornerstone of eternity. Isaiah 28:16, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. Zion is the eternal city. Mount Zion is the eternal, in the city of Jerusalem is on Mount Zion. It is the eternal church, and that foundation stone is Jesus. He is the cornerstone, he is the foundation, and we believe in him. We shall wait on him. We shall be his servants and minister unto him. We will not make haste until we receive our instructions. And here we have later on the prophet Ezekiel with the vision of eternity, Ezekiel 1:26. He was one of the prophets and apostles on which the are fastened to the chief cornerstone, and they lay the foundation of eternity, the revelation of the foundation, the temple, Ezekiel 1:26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. This is likely a revelation of Yeshua, the eternal Son of God, Son of Man. Ezekiel 10:1, and then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Let's look at Daniel also spoke about this stone that was eternal in Daniel 2:34-35. Verses, thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of clay and iron, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And this stone has additional aspects to it in Zechariah 3:9. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. Now who engraved the engraving? The Lord, with the finger of the Lord, the tablets of the stone, the Ten Commandments, the covenant with the land, the covenant of the Hebrews, God with Israel. And the stone shall have seven eyes, the seven spirits of the Lord. And he, only his blood, Yeshua, that stone who shed his blood, can remove the iniquity. Matthew 21:42. And Jesus said unto them, did you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builder rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And then verse 44, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Mark 12:10. And you have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. And Luke 20:18, whoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall will grind him to powder. And Acts 4:11, this is a stone which is set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. So he has become the sanctuary. He is the temple, and the seven spirits, the seven eyes, this is the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy and holiness. He removes the iniquity, working together with the Holy Spirit to convict of sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment, to bring all men to repentance, that none shall be lost, but that all shall be saved is his desire. Whoever believes in his hearts and turns from his wicked ways. 2 Corinthians 3:3, for as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of heart. Well, what happens? It says in Ezekiel and it says in Hebrews that God in that day will take out the stony hearts, and he will put in hearts of flesh, and by the finger of the Spirit of God, he will write his commandments and his covenant in the hearts of men. And his Spirit will enable them to keep this covenant. Ephesians 2:20, and you are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 1 Peter 2:4, to whom come as unto us a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. And then verse 6, wherefore also is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And who disallowed him? The religious leaders in the day of Jesus. A stone of stumbling, verse 8, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. whereunto they were also appointed. Here we see that Jesus is a cornerstone. The foundation is the apostles and prophets. And let's look at the capstone is the finishing work. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Alpha and the Tau, the beginning and the end. I am the resurrection and the life. Let's hear about this finishing work. Zechariah 4:7. Who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Look at Zechariah 4:5-10. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said, know you not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they will rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. And how did this happen? This was a type. This was the building of the temple. But the Spirit of the Lord, this points to the Spirit of the Lord building the temple. And that we become precious stones. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. We become full of grace and full of glory because of the sanctuary, which is Jesus, the eternal temple that he has made in heaven. Now let us once again say that it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said among the remnant whom the Lord calls. And again, let's look at Ephesians 2:19-22. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We are this, he is the sanctuary, and we are being built in him. But we have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Hebrews 12:22-24. Shalom.